Andy Shore. He is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. In previous conversations about the Ingham County Road Commission, I got the impression Andy was trying to do his homework and assess a reaction. And he gave a serious reaction to this situation yesterday as he introduced a resolution intending to dissolve the Ingham County Board of Road Commissioners and bring the road commission operations in-house and responsible to the County Board of Commissioners. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Tony. That was a pretty good recap.
What made you choose that way to go?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about something like this for a while. I mean, you know everything that's going on now, but we've had issues with the road commission, I'd say almost every 2 years since I first got elected. And in my opinion, it's an efficiency issue. It's, you know, we've got several departments at the county. We've got parks, we've got animal control, we've got health department. It all worked pretty well with the county, the elected county board of commissioners overseeing it. Our controller worked with management staff there. It all works really well. The only outlier, really, is the road commission. What made me put this in now is that we haven't been able to bring that in-house under state law, and it looks like the legislature and the governor are going to change that and give us the opportunity to decide. And should we have the opportunity to decide, it seems to me just to make sense to have the road commission become our Department of Transportation and Roads and be another department that we oversee. And, you know, when people have complaints, they go to that department, they go to us as the elected officials, just the same way it works for every other department.
Well, I got a feeling they're not going to be happy about this.
Who are they, the road commissioners or
the road commissioners, correct?
You know, it's entirely possible, and I want to actually sit down and have a conversation with all five of them as well. For me, this isn't a commentary on those five people. It's a commentary more on the efficiency of how the county runs. And I'm happy to have that, you know, discussion and conversation. There are a lot of details that would need to be worked out, which is why I didn't want to rush anything or try and push anything through. I wanted to put it in, and we'll go through committee discussions and figure out, you know, what the details are and if there's support for it.
Now, as you mentioned, the House of Representatives is moving to a bipartisan series of bills that would allow counties to bring road commissions in-house. Was this in reaction to maybe some similar situations that have happened here in Ingham County with the Road Commission, or is this because of some other reason?
You know, I don't know the particular reasons. My understanding is the governor called for it in one of his messages a week or two ago. But I do know that Ingham County is not unique in having issues with kind of the accessibility or the accountability of the road commission. I know other counties have gone through this. Some don't go through it and some do, which is why this would be a local option, according to the legislature, and I think that's the right move. Everybody's different. It just seems that in our situation, you know, we appoint road commissioners to a 6-year term. They're really not, they're accountable to us in that we can or cannot reappoint them, but other than that, it's hard for us to say this is what, you know, we think you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, and we're the elected officials. Our only alternative is to make them elected officials, which really isn't a good answer either, because people, you know, don't want to vote for road commissioners. I don't think they really know what they're voting for. And I've talked to people about that, and they really are not interested. So,
right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The only alternative for us.
Now, Andy, you told me this wasn't an indictment on those individuals or that entity in regards to what's been going on with the drama. But come on, right. you have to have a take or an opinion on what you've seen, what you heard, and what's going on there.
My opinion is, and Mark Grebner put this in our meeting a week or two ago, that there's a lot of just dysfunction going on. You know, you've got a road commission board who kind of has varying 3-2 majorities. You've got employees who don't trust the management staff. You've got management staff that is going outside of the road commission board. You've got the road commission board that doesn't trust their management staff. There's a lot of mistrust right now. I don't have an indictment on any one person because it takes 3 votes to pass anything on the road commission board. I just think it's for us. In Ingham County, it's not working very well, and it hasn't. This isn't, you know, the 5 members who are there now. It didn't work 2 years ago. It didn't work 4 years ago. We've had problems with the townships. We've had problems with with what roads are being worked on. We've had problems with, you know, employees and the board and the management. We just had a whole series of problems, different problems every 2 years. And again, for me, it just makes sense if we bring it in-house and we have the controller oversee the management team. And, you know, we don't have these problems in the health department. We don't have these problems at animal control, and we don't have them at our parks department, because it's all under the county and people come to us and complain. And, you know, we work with our senior staff. It just makes sense to me, because it would avoid a lot of the problems we've seen over the last, you know, 9 years that I've seen.
All right, before we let you go, the resolution was submitted. What's next?
It goes to the County Services Committee. They meet on the 15th, where it'll be on the agenda, I expect. Although we're having a special meeting just on Road Commission on November 29th, where I expect we'll either take action or we'll really dig deep down into all of the resolutions and things put out there. So I expect one of those two meetings we'll have a good discussion about it and see if which way to go.
All right. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thanks for having me on, Tony.